Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits and the Chicks, Travelin' Soldier. And we started with Gino Vannelli, Wheels of Life, on this special edition of the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. You hear the stories from veterans and their families who have faced challenges transitioning from military to civilian life. There are organizations that can help, including Helmets to Hard Hats Canada. Joe Maloney is executive director, and he joins Janie and me. Welcome, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on this Remembrance Day, Joe. How difficult is the transition for people who've served in the military to move into a different career if they choose?
Well, you have to understand, when you're in the military, your food is taken care of, your clothing is taken care of, your lodging is taken care of. You're assigned daily tasks, so you know what you're doing every day. And when you decide to go back into civilian life, when you walk off that base, you're literally on your own. And if you don't have a connection to go to the next chapter in your life, you can very easily fall through the cracks. And so that's what we do at Helmets to Hard Hats. We assist veterans' spouses and dependents as well, along with reservists, cadets, and recently resettled Afghan interpreters who are interested in working in the construction industry in Canada, that we assist them to do that. For instance, if an individual says, "Hi, my name is Joe Maloney, and I'm leaving the military in the spring, and I'd like to become a carpenter in Toronto, or I'd like to become an electrician in Ottawa," we make that connection for them. So when they actually get out, they know exactly where they're going, who they're going to go see, and the people on the other side know who's coming to see them. So the connection's made, the stress is taken off the individual's shoulders, and they're normally successful.
And what are you hearing back from these military personnel who then transition to civilian life once they've been in touch with Helmets to Hard Hats and have moved forward in their lives, Joe? Tell us, you know, maybe not a specific story, but what is that feeling like?
Well, what happens is that it's a web-based program, and the veteran can register from anywhere, literally anywhere in the world. And they register their profile on our website, and then they get a phone call. All the other staff on Helmets to Hard Hats, there's 9 of us that represent the program, and there's only 2 of us that are not veterans. The rest are all veterans themselves. So every veteran that registers with us will get a personal phone call back from a veteran, so it's veteran to veteran, and they'll be talking about it, what they're interested in, where they want to live, that sort of thing, and then they'll line it all up for them and explain what the trades have to offer, if they want to be join an apprenticeship program in one of the trades, or if they're interested in a management position like a scheduler, a planner, an estimator, and then so whatever their interest is, that we line that up. But so far, in the last 10 years, we've referred over 2,500 veterans to the construction industry in Canada, and they are so appreciative of getting this opportunity because it's painless for them. It's seamless. We make the connection for them. It's all done. There's no cost to the veteran whatsoever. And when they join one of these apprenticeship programs, they're earning while they're learning. There's no cost to them. And they can start with zero experience. And if they have some experience in that particular trade of interest, they can transfer their experience from the military into that trade and be credited hours. So it's that I talk to veterans on a regular basis, and they're very, very, very appreciative of the opportunities. And we have a very high retention rate of veterans staying in these apprenticeship systems and management positions once they enroll. And I'm going to tell you, on the other side of the coin, the apprenticeship systems and the management people, the employers I talk to on a regular basis, are so appreciative of getting the veteran. And they can't believe the work ethic that these people bring. They show up every morning, the leadership skills they have, they know how to take orders, and it's a really win-win situation.
And you also have you act like a support group as well, given that so many of you in the organization have experience in the military. I'm sure that is very comforting for people who are transitioning as well.
Yes, we track the veterans and how they're making out and what they're doing and then how they're coming along and stuff like that. And if sometimes they'll tell us, you know, wait a minute, you know, I think I made a mistake in this particular trade. So we'll move them to another trade. That's not an issue because we don't want to assign people anywhere. But it's all their choice. It's the veteran's choice of interest where they want to go. And then we just make that happen for them. And it's all working out quite well.
Wow, it does sound like a win-win. Sure. Joe Maloney, Executive Director with Helmets to Hard Hats. For more information, go to helmetstohardhats.ca. Wonderful, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.